want to sincerely congratulate you for your very, very substantial and I would say very serious screening efforts to please Lord Krishna by chanting the holy name. You have entered into a space where revelation is possible. I would like to tell you a little story before doing a very nice grounding exercise with you. A story of one Jai Krishna Das who lived in Kamyavan and who taught us by his life how Lord Krishna comes at a time when we don't really think he might come. Jai Krishna Das lived maybe in the beginning of the 18th century, 1810 or so, in a little straw hut in Vrindavan. And he was performing his bhajan there. Mostly he would chant, he would worship his little deities. And for a large part of the day, he would just sit and pray and meditate about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. As those of you know who were in Vrindavan, sometimes in Vrindavan there are these young, not sometimes, always, there are these young boys, the Brijbasi children, who are very, very lively. Have you seen the children of Vrindavan? They are really, I mean, especially when they want something from you, like a pen, or they want you to see something, or anything, you know, they just want to look at you because you have a white skin, or they are nice, they want to show you a temple, or they are very, the English word is insistent. Insistent means you can't shake them off. They will stick to you like your shadow. So Jai Krishna had his practice, and he practiced since many years, and he became old, and he said, "My Lord, you have not yet shown yourself to me. Should I die without having your direct darshan?" He was very morose, sad inside. So then one morning, he was just in his meditation, he heard a knock at his door. And there were many children outside. "Baba, Baba, Baba, come, where are you? Where are you?" And he said, he shouted out through the door, "Leave me alone, I'm old and tired, go somewhere else." And he locked his door. But the children were, you remember this word, insistent. Ping, 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 ping. "Baba, Baba, Baba, what Baba? No, no one lives here. Just leave me alone. Go to somewhere else." "No, no, no, Baba. We are extremely thirsty. Please come. Give us something to drink." He thought, well, usually these children have at least a little respect for Baba. And he just shouted out, "Go, go, cello, cello." But again, they knocked, this time stronger. "Baba, if you don't open the door, we will open the door." After all, they are Brijbasi children. They are nice, they are elevated souls. So Jai Krishna Das went outside, and there was one. There were two boys who were especially catching his attention. They had these big eyes. Said, "We are so thirsty. We are all the time out in the fields, whereas you are just sitting around, getting a fat belly. Please give us something to drink." So he said, "All right," and he went inside to capture his water pot. Just wanted, and he went outside, and the children were gone. He had seen many children, he had seen many cows. They were just gone, disappeared. He said, "Strange, I'm getting old. Maybe there were no children, or maybe there were children in my meditation or something, or I was asleep." So he locked the door and went back into meditation. This time he saw one of the two boys looking at him mischievously, and at the same time a knock. "Baba!" He went out of the meditation. "What is? Cello, leave an old man alone." "Baba, we are so thirsty." So he thought, okay, they have been there, they have knocked at the door, and then they had run away, hiding. And then they looked how I was looking for them, and most probably they were laughing behind their trees. So anyways, the second time they knocked. So he said, anyways, let this disturbance end. He brought the water out. This time the boy was there. The boy took his hand and said, "Just," and then he drank as the water was coming on the hand and going in the palm of his hand. He just drank it. And then the other boy said, "Me also." And Jai Krishna Das was again putting the water on the hand of the second boy. And then they said, "Baba, we will come back tomorrow." And as they said this, my dear devotees, this is reported by many, many devotees who were also surrounding this incident. All these devotees had seen what Jai Krishna Das Baba saw, that is, many boys and many cows, and after the two boys had drunken, they disappeared. And all the scene had gone away. Everything, the cows, the other cowherd boys, nothing was there. Only a very special fragrance lingered in the air. It smelled as if a lotus flower had been smeared with an aguru paste, which is a little, it smells a little like musk. It was very subtle, that remained for a long time in the air. Jai Krishna Das Baba said, "I know this fragrance from the descriptions of the scripture. This is how Krishna's fragrance is." And he ran back in his hut, closed the door and started to cry uncontrollably. That was Krishna who had come. "I hope he comes back tomorrow." So he could not sleep, he could not think, he only cried tears of ecstasy, and he waited for that time where the next morning that boy had said he would come again, but he never ever came up again. A little later, it was maybe a few months later, again Jai Krishna Das, who was now just longing for Krishna, when will I see Krishna, when will I serve Krishna, heard again that knocking. Baba, Baba. Yoo-hoo. I'm coming. So he brought his water, his water pot, and there the boys were. Very beautiful Brij Pasi boys with big eyes. And as Jai Krishna Das came closer, the one boy took on a bluish complexion like our Radha Kanaya Lal, and the other boy was white like camphor. And that boy with a bluish complexion put his hand forward. Give me water, I'm so thirsty. You are sitting all day. I'm doing this cow herding boy activity. Yes, my lord, I'm coming. Then Jai Krishna just put again the water. He wanted to put the water on the head, but he was so excited. He just poured the water before Krishna's head. And Krishna just kept on looking in the eyes of Jai Krishna, and Jai Krishna kept on looking in the eyes of Krishna and just poured all the water down. Then Krishna said, thank you very much, and disappeared. He thanked him. Why? He thanked him for his mood of service. He was not interested in the water. That water was not the essential point of his visit. He was interested in the love of his devotee. He was interested in the loving mood. And Jai Krishna Das became very happy in divine love of God and very soon left the body to serve his Lord, the Lord of the cowherd boys and the cows, water in the spiritual world. My dear devotees, I'm telling you this fantastic little story because you have gone through your japa retreat, your 64 rounds. We are not yet finished. There are many more things which come. But what Krishna is interested is not so much what is the result of your day, how much ecstasy you have tasted, how much you have struggled. He's interested in your sincere effort, your endeavor to serve him, your mood of service. You have tried your best, and that is your success today. Krishna has taken this mood of service. He's interested in that. He was not interested in the water. In fact, the water was pouring down. There are many pictures in Vrindavan where you see this old Baba. Krishna is there looking in his eyes, and the Baba looks in Krishna's eyes, and the water is just pouring down. It's not about water. It's about love. It's about a mood. It's about a sincere service. It's about establishing or trying to reach out to establish a relationship to Krishna. Trying. And this attempt is seen by Krishna. So I'm very, very satisfied with you. I would request you to now turn to your neighbor for only 5 minutes and engage in the practice of talking. The monam is finished and you need to talk now a little. And I suggest that the first thing which you talk about is your highlights on your 64 rounds day. What is your highlight and what was your greatest challenge? You have 5 minutes for this, and then we will visit Vrindavan and meet Krishna. You can see already back for a moment, Krishna is waiting for you. So Is the question clear? Your highlights and your Reboye, your highlights and your greatest challenge, Sasha. You have 5 minutes and let everyone talk.